It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, Senior Advisor at the Buffalo Jewish Federation, Rob Goldberg, as we are remembering 1 year since the Hamas terror attack on Israel. Rob, thanks for joining us. And we've talked with you many times in the past year on this. And I'm wondering how exactly you are looking at today, because it's tough to think about this in the past tense. I mean, this is a war that's been going on now nonstop for 1 year. So with that being said, how do you take in a day like today?
Yeah, just to remind everybody, you know, 1 year ago, militants led by Hamas stormed into southern Israel. Over 1,100 individuals were murdered, including 364 young people who were celebrating at a music peace festival, the Nova Music Peace Festival, and 251 people were taken hostage by Hamas terrorists into Gaza, and there are 101 of those individuals still unaccounted for. Whether they're still alive is a big question. So it was a very dark day for the Jewish people and for Israelis. It was the worst atrocity to befall the Jewish people since the Holocaust, since the end of World War II. So how do you remember? So we are gathering individuals, as many gathered yesterday. We've got several events today. And I think it's important for the Jewish community to come together to remember those whose lives were taken, to recount the heroism of those who survived and those who saved others, and to remember that this is a battle for freedom. This is a battle on two fronts now, as you well know. Not only does the battle continue with Hamas, even though Hamas has been, for the most part, decimated in the Gaza Strip, there's also a terrible war being battled up north in Israel. Israel, by the way, remember, the size of New Jersey, the only Jewish state in the universe, and it's fighting for its survival both in the north and in the south. So it's a hard day, but we're going to come together, Brian and Susan. We're going to remember. We're going to be there as a community, and that's probably the best thing that we can do at this point in time.
You know, Rob, with Israel now fighting really on several fronts, as you mentioned, in Gaza, Lebanon, Iran, is there any way to prevent a wider war in the Middle East, do you think?
Well, I think the good news is that Israel does have allies, most importantly the United States. And so all of the activity in the north is coordinated. It is not Israel alone trying to defend itself and to defend its liberty and its uniqueness as a nation. But we're trying to eliminate terrorist Hezbollah, has been an actor in the Middle East for so many years. Remember, it's just 20 years ago in October of 03, where there was the terrible Beirut bombing, where almost 250 U.S. servicemen were killed by Hezbollah, two car bombings. And the main individual who was responsible for that horrible terrorist event was eliminated by Israel just in the past 10 days. So this is a war that affects humanity, and it's one that we are grateful that we've got the partnership with the U.S. and other allies to do whatever they can to ensure not only the safety of the Middle East, but the world.
As shocking as the terror attack was on October 7th, a lot of people were even more stunned by the reaction in America, where for some people it was celebrated. And in the month since, you've had that kind of continuing, and you've had more people come out and basically speak as if they're supporting the elimination of Israel as a nation. How do you think that conversation has changed, if at all, in the past year? Or are we still at this place where it seems like there's a really big ideological divide in this country?
Yeah, it is troubling to see those people marching in protest supporting Hamas and Hezbollah, two terrorist organizations that have terrified the United States and have targeted the U.S. and our freedoms, not just Israel. But their purpose is to eliminate the state of Israel as a Jewish state. And remember, Israel is a diverse nation. 25 to 30% of Israelis are not white. They are of color. They are from different backgrounds. There are Jews living in Israel from Ethiopia. There are Jews from other parts of the world that have come to Israel because it's safe. And also 25% of the population is not even Jewish. It's Druze, it's Christian, it's Muslim. So the attacks, for instance, coming from the north, there was just a terrible bomb that exploded in Haifa yesterday. Haifa is a very diverse city. It is not just a Jewish city. It's a city that has a vibrant Muslim community as well. But those indiscriminate bombs from Hezbollah, from Lebanon, from Iran, are targeting all who live within that region. So it is a very, very troubling time. Not sure what the solution is going to be going forward. But, you know, you mentioned, Susan, you mentioned those three things before I came on, and one of those was the rise of anti-Semitism. And FBI just released its hate crime statistics, and anti-Jewish reported hate crimes account for almost 70% of all religiously motivated hate crimes recorded by the FBI in the U.S. So this dramatic rise in Jew hate, this dramatic rise in anti-Zionism is so deeply troubling to the Jewish community. We are afraid in a way that we have not felt for decades.
Did you ever think that you would be in this place, even a year ago?
No, we didn't. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, about 30 members of the community gathered at one of our cemeteries for an annual event that we have at the Holocaust Memorial that is on Pine Ridge Heritage Boulevard. And we had two armed police officers guarding us so that we could gather for that 30 minutes and worship. I mean, that is crazy to think that we needed that we could have been vulnerable in that area. So, but it's something that we've accepted to keep our community safe is very important to us. We have incredible relationships with law enforcement at every level, particularly the Amherst Police Department and the Buffalo Police Department, both of whom we honored at a program we did this summer, a golf tournament where we honored law enforcement because of that partnership. And we're grateful that they're keeping us safe in this time.
Rob, thank you for joining us this morning. Always appreciate the time, and we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure. Rob Goldberg joining us live on the Trocare College Live Line with the Buffalo Jewish Federation.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.